This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Bharatiya Janata Party BJP working president Nitin Naveen has been elected as the new national president of the party. Party's national returning officer Dr. K. Lakshman today announced Mr. Naveen's appointment as the party president and handed him over the certificate of election on Sangathan Parv at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Mr. Naveen was felicitated by senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Minister Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, JP Nadda and Nitin Gadkari. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Mr. Naveen on being appointed as the national president of the BJP, terming it as the largest party in the world.
Nitin Naveen ji, hum sabhi ke adhyaksh hai aur unka daitva sirf bhajpa ko bhi sambhalna itna nahi hai, NDA ke sab sathiyon ke beech bhi उन्होंने तालमेल का बहुत बड़ा दायित्व भी देखना होता है। माननीय नितिन जी के संपर्क में जो भी आया है वो उनकी सरलता और सहजता की चर्चा जरूर करता है। नितिन जी ने हमेशा जो जिम्मेवारी मिली अपने आप को उन्होंने साबित किया है।
The Prime Minister said that Mr. Naveen will carry forward the legacy of the party. Addressing the gathering, newly elected BJP National President Nitin Naveen expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Modi for the opportunity to reach the highest position in the party. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has issued a notification declaring Kumbhalgarh Wildlife Sanctuary located in the Aravali Mountain Range as an eco-sensitive zone. In a social media post, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav said that the declaration of the zone will not only help conserve the area's flora and fauna, but will also support indigenous communities living in and around the sanctuary. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and the European Union, EU, are on the cusp of signing the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, describing it as the mother of all agreements. In her address at the World Economic Forum, WEF, in Davos today, she said that after Davos, the next weekend, she will travel to India. She, however, said there is still work to do. European Council President Antonio Costa and von der Leyen will be on a state visit to India from January 25th. 227. They will be the chief guests at the Republic Day celebrations before jointly co-chairing the India-EU summit. Union New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi today delivered the keynote address at the roundtable Delivering Sustainability at Scale Pathways for Global Transformation at Davos. In a social media post, the minister said that in his address he shared India's perspective on how sustainability has moved to the core of economic growth and development. During the address, Mr. Joshi highlighted India's energy transition as a driver of economic growth, underlining progress towards 500 gigawatt of non-fossil capacity by 2030. In Jammu and Kashmir, several individuals were detained for questioning as the massive search operation to flush out terrorists entered the third day in the upper reaches of Kishtwar district today. The operation was launched in Sonar village near Mandrel, Singapura in the Chatru belt on Sunday. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions during morning and night hours over Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh for the next 2 days. The Met Department said that the cold wave conditions are likely to prevail in Himachal Pradesh tomorrow. IMD also predicted rainfall and thunderstorms in Jammu and Kashmir and Western Himalayan region during the next 3 to 4 days under the influence of Western disturbance. The sixth edition of Khelo India Winter Games 2026 started at NDA Stadium Leh. Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Kavinder Gupta, graced the opening ceremony, marking another significant milestone in Ladakh's emergence as a premier winter sports destination. 21 states and union territories will compete in the ice sporting events, hockey and skating with 1,000 participants, which include 472 athletes. In the Women's Premier League, WPL Cricket, Mumbai Indians have set a target of 155 runs for Delhi Capitals in a league match at the BCA Stadium in Vadodara. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians scored 154, losing 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Delhi Capitals won the toss and opted to bowl. In reply, Delhi Capitals were 76 for 1 in 10 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.